Welcome to Zichu Daf Siman. I'm Rabbi Avraham Goldar, and today we're Zechus Yuma Daf Samachov, the fifth parak of Tziyovu. This year we'll have a special pop quiz, which will be done in a separate file. So the three topics we're going to focus on. Number one, a brisa brings a machlokes regarding who attains kapara through the Siyah Mishtelech. According to Yehuda, the pasuk says, "V'al kohanim v'al ko am ha'kahal yichaper," and he should atone for all the kohanim and for all the people of the congregation. It comes to teach that kohanim, levim, and Yisraelim equally receive kapara b'siyah mishtelech b'shar averos, with the siyah mishtelech for all other transgressions aside from tumas mikdash kedosha. Rav Shimon says that just as the dam ha'siyah nasa b'fnim, the blood of the goat that is done inside is mechaper for Yisraelim, for Tumas Mikdash Kedoshav, so to the blood of the chapar is mechaper for Kohanim, for Tumas Mikdash Kedoshav. And just as the vidui of the Sir Mishtalech is mechaper for Yisraelim, for all other transgressions, so to the vidui on the par is mechaper for Kohanim, for all other transgressions. Pointing between the Mishnah and Daf Samach Amud Aleph to introduce a machlokas in a case when blood spilled during the application of the blood in the Kosher Kedoshim. The Tanakama, being Rabbi Meir, holds that the Kohen Gadol must shecht another animal and bring new blood, v'yaksur v'tchilu mibifnim, and redo the application from the beginning. Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Shimon hold memakim shepasuk misham hu maskil. From where he stopped, from there he starts again. Rashi explained that if blood spilled in the middle of the set, he doesn't have to start from the beginning. The same halachos applies to the applications of blood in the heichal, the paroches, and on the mizbach hazahav. On this stuff, Rabbi Yochanan said, Ushnei mikra echad darshu. They both expounded the same pasuk. Bidam chatas ekipurim achas b'shana. Aron will affect kapara from the blood of the chatas of the atonements once a year. Rabbi Meir holds, chatas achas amarti lecha, v'lo shtei chatos. I, Hashem, told you to use only one chatas offering and not two chatos. Rashi explains that each stage of the atonement procedure can only use the blood of one animal. Therefore, if the blood spills, they must bring new blood and start again. Rabbi Shimon hold, chitui echod amarti lecha, v'lo shnei chituin. I told you to do one sprinkling, one chitui, and not two. Rashi explains that they hold that there is no sprinkling that may be repeated. And point number three, it was taught in a braisa that the Torah states regarding a metzora, lakach medama ashim, and the kohen shall take from the blood of the ashim, and the kohen shall apply it to the person being purified. It could be thought that taking the blood means that it should be received in a kli. Therefore, the Torah teaches v'nasan, and he shall apply the blood to the metzora. Ma nesina ba'atzmo shel kohen, afalkicha ba'atzmo shel kohen. Just as the application is done with the body of the Kohen, referring to his finger, so too the taking should be done with the body of the Kohen, meaning the blood should be received in his hand. Now, it could be thought that the blood thrown to the Mizbeach should also be received in his hand. Therefore, the Torah teaches, Ki kachatas ha'ashem hu. Like the chatas is the ashem, which implies that just as the blood of a chatas requires receiving it in a kli, so does the blood of the Metzora's ashem require a kli. We therefore conclude that two Kohanim should receive the blood of the Metzora's ashem. One receives it in a kli to throw the blood in the mizbeach, and one in his hand to apply to the mitzora with his finger. So once again, the three points are: number one, a brisa brings machlokes regarding who attains kapara through the siyah mishtelech. According to Rabbi Yehuda, the pasuk that states, "V'al kohanim v'al ko am hakal yichaper," and he should atone for all of the kohanim and for all the people of the congregation, comes to teach the kohanim, levim, and Yisraelim equally receive kapara b'siyah mishtelech b'shar averos, with the siyah mishtelech for all other transgressions aside from tumas mikdash ukedosha. Rabbi Shimon says that just as the dam ha'seir nasa b'fnim, the blood of the goat that is done inside is mechaper for Yisraelim, for tumas mikdash u'kedoshav, so too the blood of the par is mechaper for kohanim, for tumas mikdash u'kedoshav. And just as the vidui of the seir mishtaleach is mechaper for Yisraelim for all other transgressions, so too the vidui on the par is mechaper for kohanim, for all other transgressions. Point number two, the Mishnah and Daf Samach Amud Aleph introduced machlokas in a case when blood spilled during the application of the blood in the Kosher Kedoshim. The Tanakama, being Rabbi Meir, holds that the Kohen Gadol must shecht another animal and bring new blood, v'yachzur b'tchil mibifnim, and redo the application from the beginning. Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Shimon hold, v'makom shepasuk misham hu maskil, from where he stopped, from there he starts again. Rashi explained that if blood spilled in the middle of the set, he doesn't have to start from the beginning. The same machlokas applies to the applications of the blood in the heichal, the paroches, and on the mizbach hazahav. On this stuff, Rabbi Yochanan said, Ushnei mikra echad darshu. They both expounded the same pasuk. Midam chatas ekipurim achas b'shana. Aron will affect kapara from the blood of the chatas of the atonements once a year. Rabbi Meir holds, chatas achas amarti lecha, v'shtei chatos. I, Hashem, told you to use only one chatas offering and not two chatos. Rashi explains that each stage of the atonement procedure can only use the blood of one animal. Therefore, if the blood spills, they must bring new blood and start again. I told you to do only one sprinkling, one chitui, and not two. Rashi explains that they hold that there is no sprinkling that may be repeated. And point number three, was taught in a braisa, the Torah states regarding a matzora, the lakach midama asham, and the kohen shall take from the blood of the asham, and the kohen shall apply it to the person being purified. Now, it could be thought that taking the blood means that it should be received in a kli. Therefore, the Torah teaches v'nasan, and he shall apply the blood to the matzora. Ma nesina ba'atzmo shel kohen, afal kicha ba'atzmo shel kohen. Just as the application is done with the body of the kohen, referring to his finger, so too the taking should be done with the body of the kohen, meaning the blood should be received in his hand. It could now be thought that the blood thrown to the mizbeach should also be received in his hand. Therefore, the Torah teaches ki kachatas ha'asham hu. Like the chatas is the asham, which implies that just as the blood of a chatas requires receiving it in a kli, so does the blood of the Mitzvah's Ashim require a kli. We therefore conclude that two Kohanim should receive the blood of the Mitzvah's Ashim. One receives it in a kli to throw the blood on the Mizbeach, and one in his hand to apply to the Mitzvah with his finger. All right, so now we go to our Simmer Daf Samachov, and our standard Simmon is a saw, and we often use a magician doing a sawing a person half trick. So here goes. The magician's trick to saw a goat in half to attain kapara for Kohanim, Levim, and Yisraelim went terribly wrong when blood started to spill out in the middle. And two assistants were needed to receive its blood, one in a kli and one in his hands. So once again, in slow motion. The magician's trick to saw a goat in half saw. That must mean we're on Daf Samach Aleph. The magician's trick to saw a goat in half to attain kapara for Kohanim, Levim, and Yisraelim, which reminds us, a braisa brings about logs regarding who attains kapara through the seer Mishdalech. According to Rabbi Yehuda, the pasuk that says, V'ha Kohanim, V'ha Kol Am HaKal Yechaper, and you should atone for all the Kohanim, for all the people of the congregation, comes to teach that Kohanim, Levim, and Yisraelim equally receive kapara, the seer Mishdalech, for all averas other than Tumas Mikdash V'Kadoshim. The Rabbi Shimon says that just as the Dam Asir Anas B'Fnim is Mechaper V'Yisraelim for Tumas Mikdash V'Kadoshim, so to the blood of the Pars Mechaper for Kohanim for Tumas Mikdash and Kadoshim. And just as the vidui of the seer Mishdalech is Mechaper V'Yisraelim for all other transgressions, so to the vidui and the Pars Mechaper V'Kohanim for all other transgressions. So the magician's trick to saw a goat in half to attain Kapar for Kohanim, Levim, and Yisraelim went terribly wrong when blood started to spill out in the middle. Which reminds us, the Mishnah Daf Samach Amud Aleph introduced Malchokas in a case when blood spilled during the application of the blood of the Kodesh Kodashim. The Tanakama, being Rabbi Meir, holds that the Kohen Gadol must shecht another animal and bring new blood, and redo the application from the beginning. Rabbi Shimon holds, from where he stopped, from there he starts again. Rashi explains that if blood spilled in the middle of the set, he doesn't have to start from the beginning. The same Malchokas applies to the application of the blood on the Heichal, on the Peroches, and on the Mizbach Zahav. So on this Daf, Rabbi Yochanan said, Shnei Mikra Echad Darsha, they both expanded the same pasuk, Midam Chatas HaKippurim Achas Vashana. Aaron will affect Kippur from the blood of the Chatas of the Atonements once a year. Rabbi Meir holds, Chatas Achas Amartu Chafu Shtei Chatos. I Hashem told you to use only one Chatas offering and not two Chatos. Rashi explains that each stage of the Atonement procedure can only use the blood of one animal. Therefore, the blood spills, they must bring new blood and start again. Rabbi Lazar and Rabbi Shimon hold, Chitui Echad Amartu Chafu Shtei Chituin. I told you to do only one sprinkling, chitui, and not two. Rashi explains that they hold that there is no sprinkling that may be repeated. So the magician's trick to saw a goat in half to attain kapara for Kohanim, Levim, and Yisraelim went terribly wrong when blood started to spill out in the middle, and two assistants were needed to receive its blood, one in a kli and one in his hands. Which reminds us that it was taught in a braisa of the Torah states regarding Mitzvah, V'lakach midama asham, and the kohen shall take from the blood of the asham, and the kohen shall apply it to the person being purified. It could be thought that taking the blood means that it should be received in a kli. Therefore, the Torah teaches v'nasan, and he shall apply the blood to the Mitzvah. Just as the application is done with the body of the kohen, referring to his finger, so too the taking should be done with the body of the kohen, meaning the blood should be received in his hand. It can now be thought that the blood thrown to the mizbeach should also be received in his hand. Therefore, the Torah teaches ki kachatas ha'asham hu. Like the chatas is the asham, which implies that just as the blood of a chatas requires receiving it in a kli, so does the blood of the Mitzvah's asham require a kli. We therefore conclude that two kohanim should receive the blood of the Mitzvah's asham. One receives it in a kli to throw the blood on the mizbeach, and one in his hand to apply to the Mitzvah with his finger. So once again, the magician's trick to saw a goat in half to attain kapara for Kohanim, Levim, and Yisraelim went terribly wrong when blood started to spill out in the middle, and two assistants were needed to receive its blood, one in the kli and one in his hands. All right, now it's time for a four blot back chazor. Daf Nun Zayin. So the Simmer Daf Nun Zayin is a nose, and we use Pinocchio's nose. So here goes. The red Pinocchio, Pinocchio. That must mean we're on Daf Nun Zayin, nose. The red Pinocchio hanging in front of a curtain with blood splattered on it, which reminds us of Bryce had taught that when the Kohen Gadol does Hazah, he does not do Hazah on the Parochas, but only opposite the Parochas without the drops of blood actually coming in contact with it. Rabbi Elazar ben Rabbi Yossi said, Anir Isiya Baromi, I saw the Parochas in Rome, and there were many drops of blood of the part in Sira of Yom Kippur. Clearly, the blood was meant to reach the Parochas. The Gemara questioned his proof, suggesting that perhaps he saw the blood of the Parlam Davar, or the Sira of Avodah Zorah, and answered that he recognized the correct blood because he saw they had been done in sequence, one above and seven progressively lower. So the red Pinocchio hanging in front of a curtain with blood splattered on it had been dipped in a bucket full of bull and goat blood that was accidentally mixed, which reminds the Gemara, asked, what's to be done if Nisarvalu Dami Badami, the blood of the bull becomes mixed with the blood of the goat before any sprinklings are performed? Rava said, the Kohen Gadol places the mixture one time above and seven times below, and this is sufficient for both applications. When Rabbi Yirmiyah heard this teaching, he said, Bavrai Tivshai, these foolish Babylonians, it's because they dwell in a dark land, they state murky teachings. According to Rava, this means the Kohen Gadol applies the above sprinkling of the Seir before he applies the below sprinkling of the par. And the Torah stated, the Kila Mechaper is a Kodesh, and he shall complete the Kapar for the Kodesh, from which we can infer, Kaladama par, ba'achakal kaladama seir. Complete the Kapar of the blood of the par, and afterwards complete the Kapar for the blood of the seir. Rather, the Kohen Gadol first places the mixture one time above and seven times below for the par obligation, and then does the same for the seir. So the red Pinocchio hanging in front of a curtain with blood splattered on it had been dipped in a bucket full of bull and goat blood that was accidentally mixed and placed right next to a golden altar that just received its once a year blood application, which reminds us. The Mishnah on Daf Nun Gimel Beis stated that before doing the blood applications on the Mizbach HaZahav, the Kohen Gadol poured the blood of the bull into the blood of the goat. The Gemara seeks to identify the town of our Mishnah and concludes it's Rabbi Yoshi based on a braisa where he says that the blood should be mixed, and Rabbi Yonason says they should be applied separately. Rabbi Yoshi has said to him, does the Torah not state that Aaron shall perform kapara upon its horns, achas b'shana, once a year, implying that only one set of applications is made from both bloods? Rabbi Yonason said to him, but does the Torah not state, and you should take medam ha-par medam ha-sir from the blood of the par and from the blood of the sir and place it on the horns of the mizbech, implying they should be placed separately? If so, why does the Torah state achas b'shana, one time a year, to teach you that there's one application for the par and not two, and one application for the seir and not two? Daf Nun Ches, so the Simmer Daf Nun Ches is Noach Goldberg, the zookeeper. So here goes. Noach Goldberg, the zookeeper, that must be more on Daf Nun Ches. Noach Goldberg, the zookeeper, always put his feeding bowls within feeding bowls, which reminds us, Rami Bar Kama asked Rav Chisda, what's the lach of a Kohen place a mizrak, a receiving bowl, inside another mizrak, and receive the blood of a carbon in it? Do we say, min b'mino chotzetz or eino chotzetz? So after rejecting one proof that it does not, one proof that it does, the Gemara presents an alternative version of Rabbi Bar Kama's question, derech sheres b'kach or ein derech sheres b'kach? Is it considered a proper manner of service to do so, to receive the blood in a bowl within a bowl or not? The Gemara answered from a braisa taught in Yeshiva of Rabbi Shmuel that the Torah states, as kol kli asharis asher yashar subam b'kodesh, and they should take all the service vessels they use for service in the holy place. The pasuk speaks of shnei kelim b'sheres achas, two kelim and one service, implying that two kelim may be used for one service. So Noach Goldberg, the zookeeper, who always put his feeding bowls within feeding bowls, often dreamed of becoming Kohen Gadol Yom Kippur, doing Hazan the Parochas while standing between it and the Mizbach HaZahav. Which reminds, the next mission describes the Avodah the Kohen Gadol did on the Mizbach HaZahav after concluding the sprinkling on the Parochas. The pasuk states, V'yatz al Mizbech HaShul Yifnei Hashem, he shall go out to the Mizbech that is before Hashem. Zeh Mizbach HaZahav, this refers to the golden altar. The Gemara brings a braisa that taught, what is the Torah teaching when it says, V'yatz al Mizbech, the Kohen Gadol shall go out to the Mizbech? So Rabbi Nechemiah says, L'fishim etzinu b'par habal kol mitzvah, since we find that the Kohen Gadol's bull chat is brought for inadvertently committing a sin that is punishable by Karis as a result of his own incorrect halachic ruling, that at the moment the Kohen Gadol does hazah towards the parochas, he stands past the Mizbeach, between the Mizbeach and the entrance to the Heichal. It might have been thought that here too he stands past the Mizbeach. The pasuk concerning the Yom Kippur offering therefore states, B'yatze el ha-mizbech, he should go out to the mizbech, from which we infer that previously when doing hazah on the parochas, he was standing lifnim min ha-mizbech, inwards from the mizbech, between the mizbech and the parochas. So Noach Goldberg the zookeeper, who always put his feeding bowls within feeding bowls, often dreamed of becoming Kohen Gadol Yom Kippur, doing hazah on the parochas while standing between it and the mizbech ha-zahav, and then walking past the mizbech before dumping blood on it. Which reminds us, the Gemara brings up Raisa with Malchus between Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Yossi Aglili regarding the sequence of Kohen Gadol used to daub blood on each of the four corners of the Mizbach HaZahav. The Gemara notes the Kliyama Miha Bahau Karen de Pagabarashal Avid, Everyone agrees that the corner which the Kohen Gadol first encounters as he walks towards the Mizbech is not the one he does the first application of blood on. Rashi explains that he first encounters a western corner. So what's the reason for this? Shmuel answered that the Pasuk states, "V'yatzeh al ha-mizbech," that he should go out to the altar. This implies he should not make any blood applications at all, ad d'nafik m'kulim mizbech, until he passes the entire length of the mizbech. As the night, that must be more daf nuntes. As the night walked clumsily around the golden altar, dabbing blood on his corners, which reminds the Gemara brings a price regarding how the blood was applied to the Mizbech HaPnimi. Rav Shmuel said, two Kohanim Gadolim remained alive from the days of Bais Rishon. This one said, B'yadi hikafti, with my hand I circled the Mizbech HaZahav, when placing blood on it on Yom Kippur. And this one said, B'rago hikafti, with my feet I circled it. And each one gave their reason. The one who circled it with his feet explained, Savi de Mizbech Pnimi, Kasavi de Mizbech Achitzon. The term around written in connection to the inner altar is to be interpreted like the term around written in connection with the outer altar. So just as the Kohen Gadol walked around the outer altar to apply the blood, so too he walked around the inner altar. The one who circled the Mizbech Pnimi with his hand explained, the entire Mizbech Pnimi takes the space of a single horn of the Mizbech Achitzon, which Rashi explains was an Amma by an Amma. So just as the Kohen Gadol stood in place at any given corner of the Mizbech Achitzon, so too he stood in place while performing the applications around the entire Mizbech HaPnimi. So, as the knight walked clumsily around a golden altar, daubing blood on his corners, while looking for a clear place on top for sprinkling, which reminds the Mishnah Daf Nun Ches Amud Beis states that after the Kohen Gadol sprinkled the blood on the corners of the Mizbech HaPnimi, he saw Tihar Shem Mizbech Sheva Pamim. He then sprinkled upon the purity of the Mizbech 7 times. The Gemara here asks, my Tihar, what does the purity of the Mizbech mean? And brings a revised explanation from Rabbi Shiva said, Aguya de Mizbech means upon the exposed top of the Mizbech, similar to how the term purity is used in the Pasuk, Ketz Meshamayim Matohar, and it was like the appearance of the heavens in purity. The term purity refers to a state of clarity. The Mishnah used the word similarly, alluding to the fact that the Kohen Gadol was required to clear a section on top of the Mizbech of the coals and ashes left there by the burning of the Ketores, and to sprinkle the blood on the exposed, purified surface. So as the knight walked clumsily around a golden altar, daubing blood on his corners, while looking for a clear place on top for sprinkling, gardeners in night costumes lined up in the distance to pay for water from a stream flowing with blood, which reminds us. The Mishnah say that the bloods of the offerings would eventually mix in the canal and flow out to Nachal Kidron, where it was sold to gardeners for fertilizer, umoling ban, and one is liable for me'ilah for its unauthorized use. The Gemara brings them alo, because if there is me'ilah de Rabban, and adds that everyone agrees that the rites there is no me'ilah for sacrificial blood, and brings 3 sources. Ula said that the Pasuk states with regard to sacrificial blood, Lachem, I've signed it for you upon the altar to provide atonement, Shelachem Yehe. The phrase Lachem implies that it should be yours and that there is no prohibition of Me'ilah. A sage from the Yeshiva Rabbi Shimon taught a brisa that said the Pasuk says, Lachaper, to provide atonement, I've assigned the blood for atonement, but not to be subject to Me'ilah. And Rabbi Yochanan said the Pasuk states, who? In the Pasuk, Ki Adam, hu benefesh yechaper, for it's the blood that atones for the soul. This teaches that lifnei kapara lekolach kapara, it is in the same category before kapara as after kapara. Just as after kapara it's not subject to me'ilah, so too before kapara is not subject to me'ilah. And the Gemara challenges Rabbi Yochanan's interpretation. Daf Samach. So the simmer Daf Samach is smiley face sticker. So here goes. The child who puts smiley face stickers, that must mean we're on Daf Samach. The child who puts smiley face stickers on the picture of the Trumas Adeshin and the Kohen Gadol's Big Day Lavan to remember Me'ilah applies even when the Avodah is done, which reminds us, on Daf Nun Tes Amud Beis, Rebbe Yehuda learned from a pasuk that just as after Kippur blood is not subject to Me'ilah, so too before Kippur blood is not subject to Me'ilah. The Gemara suggested that perhaps one could learn the opposite, that just as before Kippur there is Me'ilah, so too after Kippur there is Me'ilah. And answered, Eino Chadavar Shenasi Mitzvaso Molim Bo. There's no such thing as an item whose requirements have been performed, and yet we can still commit Me'ilah with it. The Gemara challenges this assertion for Trumas Adeshin, which is subject to Me'ilah, even though its requirements have been carried out. The ashes are still forbidden after they've been placed on the floor of the Azari, east of the Mizbeach. Perhaps the blood, too, should be subject to Me'ilah after Kapara. The Gemara answers that we cannot apply this law, Mishum Dehavi Trumas Adeshin of Big Day Kahuna, Shnei Ksumim Ba'in Ke'echad, because the psukim that discuss the Trumas Adeshin and the Big Day Kahuna worn by the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur, which are subject to Me'ilah after use, teach the same halacha. And we have a principle that Kol Shnei Ksumim Ba'in Ke'echad, Ein Melamdin, 2 psukim that teach the same law cannot teach that law in other areas. If the Torah had intended the halacha to apply universally, it would have only needed to specify that halacha in one case. So the child who puts smiley face stickers on the picture of the Trumas Adeshin and the Kohen Gadol's Big Day Lavan to remember Me'ilah applies even when the Avodah is done, was able to remember which Avodahs need to be done in order. by placing stickers on two words in one pasuk. Which reminds the next Mishnah states regarding all the Yom Kippur procedures that have been listed in sequence, if the Kohen Gadol wrongly advanced one procedure before another, he has accomplished nothing, meaning the procedure is invalid. The Gemara brings a brisa when this rule applies. Ryuda says, but Dvarim Enasim B'Bigdei Lavan B'Bifnim, it only applies with regard to things done by the Kohen Gadol dressed in the Bigdei Lavan in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. It does not apply to things done in the Bigdei Lavan outside, such as the drawing of lots, the various confessions, and the blood applications of the Mizbech HaZahav and the Mizbech HaChitzon. Rabbi Nechemiah holds that the halakha applies to all the things done in the Bigdei Lavan, whether inside or outside, whereas anything done out of order while the Kohen Gadol wears the Big Day Zav is valid. Rashi explains that if you remove the kaf and the maktif from the Kodesh Kadashim before offering his ram or the ram of the people, which are done in the Big Day Zav, the omission of the ram offering does not render the service of removing the kaf and maktif invalid. So the child who put smiley face snickers on the picture of the Trumas Hadeshin and the Kohen Gadol's Big Day Lavan to remember Me'ila applies even when the avoda is done, was able to remember which avodas need to be done in order by placing stickers on two words in one pasuk. Which reminds Rabbi Yochanan said, referring to Rabbi Yehuda's and Rabbi Nechemiah's opinions, Shnei Mikra Echadarshi, both of them expounded the same pasuk, which states, V'haisa zos lechem l'chukas olam achas b'shana. This shall be to you an eternal statute once a year. The Gemara understands Rabbi Yochanan's explanation of Rabbi Yehuda that the word zos, this, and the word achas, once, come to teach two things. One term service to exclude services performed in the Big Day Lavan, referring to the ones done outside, and one term comes to exclude any avoda performed in the Big Day Zav. He explains from Nechemiah's position that one term is to exclude the avoda performed in the Big Day Zav, and the other term serves to exclude Shiraim de Lamakli, the service of pouring the blood remnants that is not essential for the validity of the services followed after it. The Gemara challenges this interpretation from Nechemiah's position. All right, so that concludes the shiur. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldman Zichron, wishing you a great day and great learning.